What you've heard is true. I missed a week. But the name of this podcast is Captain Procrastination. I'm just gonna call it Procrastinating for this week. And here I am, because I finally did it. We are here, episode 5, which is a whole hand. And I remember when I was little, and we would always be so excited to turn like 5 or 10 or something, because that meant we were a whole hand old. And my sister just came down into the basement, so that's great. Hi, Rose.
Hi. Are you recording your podcast?
Yes, I am recording my podcast. What are you doing?
Laundry.
She's doing laundry. Okay. Let's get back to this. So, how have you all been doing? Pretty crazy times, and I'm gonna get into that a little later. I'm just gonna go through my little list of topics first. So, I was on a bike ride with my family, and we passed a sign. It said, Council of Aging, this way, or something like that. And I asked my dad what it was, and he was like, it's probably like a senior recreation center. But the first thing my mind went to when I saw Council of Aging was like some kind of like The Giver kind of weird thing where it's just like, I don't know, 12 old people sitting in a circle or something, or like a semicircle, and then you go up to them and then like ask for permission to get older or something like that. Or maybe like those aging ceremonies in The Giver. Like when, I think when they turned 8 or something, they got bikes. And then when they were 12, they got like jobs. That's weird also, because I'm 16 and I'm still looking for a job. So I would like a job, please. But anyway, I just thought that was pretty interesting. And, so I was talking to my friends. We were hanging out, because we're getting sick of staying at home. And, we passed, like, a Domino's delivery car. And I remembered this time, I was in the car with my mom, and we were at an intersection. And so there was a Domino's delivery car next to us with a Florida license plate. We live in Massachusetts. That is a good, like, 2 mile. You know, if Florida was 2 miles away, that would be really weird. It's 2 days away. I know, because we've driven there, because my parents hate flying. And anyway, it had a Florida license plate. And so I said, hey, that's a pretty long delivery. And my mom called me a dork. And so I was telling my friends this. They agreed with me that that probably was a very long delivery. Domino's from Florida in Massachusetts. And so we were talking, and we eventually got around to, like, what if the whole Domino's food chain, or not food chain, that's funny, too, like, what if there's, like, it's like a pyramid scheme, except instead of money, they eat it, like, like, the owner of the company just, like, consumes all the people below him. I'm assuming it's a him. I don't think a woman would be the CEO of Domino's. But anyway, we thought it would be funny if, like, the whole Domino's chain was invented by those, like, Florida men. You know the ones I'm talking about. They're always in the news for doing something stupid, like one got a little too high and tried to hug an alligator, and then its face got bitten off, or, like, drove a tractor over the speed limit or something like that. Something stupid. And we thought maybe those people invented dominoes just so they could get out of Florida. And, like, all dominoes, like, I don't know if they're all over the world or just across America, but I'm gonna check. Is dominoes... International. Yep. Alright. It is international. So I guess they've been successful in getting out of Florida. And our last thing. Elastic foot cloths. What is that? Oh, I remember. That was the really stupid name I came up for socks. You know, like, socks are kind of stretchy, and they're just like shaped cloth that goes over your foot. Yeah, that was stupid, but I thought it was kind of funny, because I don't remember what it was, but I think I was going for a walk or something, and I needed to put on, like, socks and shoes. And so I didn't actually say this, but I was thinking in my head, while I was putting them on, as if I was having a conversation with my parents. I'm sure you've all been doing this. You're just getting so bored that you just have a conversation with random people. Anyway, that's what this was. And I was like, I just need to put on my elastic foot cloths and I'll be able to get going. So that was kind of funny, I guess. So I wrote it down. Not much is happening. What am I talking about? A lot is happening. But in my personal life, not a ton is happening. There is something I've been doing, but I'm going to get into that in a little bit. So, you've seen the news, right? George Floyd was killed by a police officer. Who actively had his knee in his neck for, like, 9 minutes. And three other officers just stood by watching and did absolutely nothing. Which then sparked a whole revolution, I'm gonna call, across, like, the globe, really. And so, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, that's been a thing for a long time, and now it's just kind of gotten so much bigger. I think it's because just everyone's been inside so long, they have nothing else to do, they've just been, like, stuck with their thoughts or something like that, and then all of a sudden, a video of a man dying by the hands of people who are supposed to keep him safe, as well as, like, so many other people, like Breonna Taylor, Trayvon Martin, all those people. And it sucks, but that we've got that, it's like this has been what's happening. But it also sucks that only now things are happening about it, because it's been going on for so long. And I'm a white, straight person. I'm not male, but I'm white. And so I know that gives me a little more privilege than other people. And I never thought about it too much. until recently, I thought it was, I knew it was bad, but I was like, well, it's not really my fault that I'm white, and it's not really their fault that they're black, so why is everyone so mean to each other, I guess? And just people need to realize that I've never really seen black people as, a whole other separate thing. They're just humans, like everyone else. And, like, the fact that police, who are supposed to keep them safe, the whole police force was created so that there's less violence. Yet they're the ones creating the violence, and it basically defeats the point of police. And so I don't have a huge platform, but I have, it's better than nothing. So I just want to tell everyone that even if you can't, like, get out and protest or something, or, like, donate, at least, like, sign petitions and actively do something. Like, sign petitions, donate to charities and organizations, and, go to protests. Sign petitions. Yeah, I'm repeating myself, but it's important. And the other day I saw on Instagram just everyone just posting their black screens saying, captioning them Blackout Tuesday. And I don't really get that. It's just like, I mean, I know a lot of those people mean well, but just simply posting a black screen isn't actually actively helping people. Just people. And in this time, it's like more important than ever to be an active ally to the black community. And by going to protests, by signing petitions, by donating, by informing people of how to help, that's actively being an active ally. And anti-racist, you have to, it's not enough just to, like, not put down people because they're different than you. You have to actually, if you hear people doing that, you have to actually, like, your friends, your family, you have to tell them what they're doing wrong and why they're doing it wrong, because sometimes they might not understand. Like, I have a friend who, he was white, and he said the N-word because he had a black friend, and he thought that was just fine. And I guess he'd been doing that for a long time, and then when I found out he was doing that, I didn't say anything at first, and I do feel really guilty about that, but I did say something eventually, and I told him how horrible that was, even though his friend didn't seem to mind. But the point is that the N-word has been derogatory for so long. It's been like, it's hard to explain, and I'm sure other people can explain it much better than I could, but it's, I remember I was like, I saved a picture that I, like, that someone sent in a group chat I was in, and it was sent by one of my friends who was black, and he used the N-word. And I saved it because I thought it was funny, not really realizing that the N-word was in it, because it was like, it was in context to a conversation that a bunch of people were having, and I just thought it was kind of funny in the context. And then my parents found it in my camera roll, and they just completely went off on me for that. And I'm lucky to be raised knowing that racism is bad, and people with different skin color isn't any different than me. And so I'm lucky in the sense that I didn't necessarily have to unlearn things, because I was taught that there isn't much of a difference. Well, I don't think I'm phrasing this right, but just, I was raised to see everyone as equal. And I do see everyone as equal. And so, lately, there's been protests going on at my town hall, which isn't far from where I live. And so, I've been going to those every day. So Monday was the first day I went, and then I went Tuesday, Wednesday. And I didn't go last night, and I was just kind of lying in bed, and I felt really guilty about it. Like, I should have been there. I should have been there to stand up for people. But I'm going to go tonight, and I'm probably going to keep going. And there have been some interesting things that I've witnessed there. Like, there's been so many people who just completely stop their cars just to yell at us about how, like, all lives matter instead of just Black Lives Matter. And sometimes I know that some people may think that and not think of it as, like, they may be meaning well in saying that. But that's not what we're doing, because white people have, the system is designed for white people. And I'm not saying that they haven't had their struggles, because I'm part Jewish and part Irish, and I know my ancestors have been discriminated against. But right now, no one's ever actually known that I'm Irish or Jewish unless I've told them, so that's never been an issue for me, personally. But Black people, they can't really hide the fact that they're Black. And the whole thing is that police are discriminating against them for no reason whatsoever. And it's just, oh my god, it doesn't make sense. So I've been going to the protests. I've been yelling. I've been holding up. I've been writing in chalk on my skateboard, "No justice, no peace," and holding up that. And a few of my friends have been going. Some of them, their parents won't let them go, but I'm trying. I've decided that tonight I'm going to actually go to their houses and try to convince their parents to let them go with me. And everyone's wearing masks. Nobody is being violent. We're all standing on the sidewalk right outside the town hall. And police have gone by and they've shook their heads. So when people go by, and if they support us, usually they'll, like, honk or put their fists out the window or, like, give a peace sign or something. And the police, they don't do that. They just go straight by, sometimes shaking their heads. And one time, on Monday, an officer stopped because apparently someone called and said that someone said "kill the police," which never happened. I was there the whole time, and everyone else who was there, they knew no one said that, and that people were jumping out in the street. That never happened. And we're really lucky that the guy who lives right across the street from the town hall completely supports us. And at first I was worried because he seemed a little like the guy that wouldn't. But every once in a while he'll come out in his yard and then just like yell out to us how he was sent to 3 combat zones and he had a buddy who was black and his friend didn't make it back from the war and he told us about all his like injuries and stuff and how he trusted his friend with his life. And a police officer came up to him and asked if he wanted us to leave, but he didn't. He wanted us to stay, and we're all really grateful for that. And just, he has so many like American flags out in his yard, and I was worried that he would be one of those people, you know, like, who were protesting, like, a month ago with their guns and bandanas and protesting the lockdowns and quarantines and stuff like that. And they had guns, and no one ever heard anything about violence. And these protests are mostly peaceful, and there's people getting shot with rubber bullets, which are just metal covered in a little bit of rubber. Like, that's gonna help anything. Getting shot in the face, and then tear gas, which is, it's so toxic, it's not even allowed to be used in wars. Just getting tossed at peaceful civilians just trying to make a change for the better. And that's what we're protesting, really. We're protesting police violence. And it's being met by police violence, which is just helping strengthen our cause. So these times are kind of difficult for some people, but they shouldn't be. People were talking. This girl with a megaphone, she's usually the one who leads, like, our protests and having, in, like, yelling her experiences and stuff like that. And the other day, other people went on it, went on the megaphone. One guy was a white straight male. When he was 15, he got arrested for, like, getting too drunk and hurting his friend or something. And he thought that since he was white, they wouldn't really do anything bad to him. And so he just kind of, I don't know, he expected that he wouldn't be treated as badly if he had darker skin. But they did push him to the ground while he was in handcuffs, and they did treat him pretty roughly. And so he's hated the police ever since then, because if he, as a straight white male, would be treated so poorly, he believed that if he was a black person, he could have died that day. And another guy who I actually know, because I used to do cross country with him, he was talking about how he went into criminal justice in his freshman year of college, but instead of being, because he wanted to protect people, and instead of being taught to protect people, his professor was saying how police officers have to defend each other, not the people. And that, so that whole saying, if there's like 1,000 good cops and 10 bad cops, but the 1,000 good cops defend the 10 bad ones, then that makes 1,010 bad cops. And so he ended up switching out of criminology, and, or was it criminology? Yeah, no, criminal justice. And yeah, it's just, anyway, make sure you get out there, go to protests. If you can't, sign petitions, make sure you educate yourself, all of that. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening.